Those with both are the people who can and who must today speak truth to power if humanity is not to waste its potential in wasting the planet. As I write this, humanity is hearing the loudest wake-up call that has rung out for many years as the COVID-19 pandemic spreads across the world. Huge amounts of dedicated endeavour, political will, popular passion and rapid action have gone into efforts to combat this disease, its causes and its effects, all in a matter of months. One could forgive a cynic for noting the contrast with the laggardly response over decades to the long, slow burn of climate change, which is still going on while we all try to save our own lives and livelihoods. On both fronts, we rely on science to show us ways to cope, ways to survive, ways to improve. And we rely on scientists not only to do their complex, painstaking, demanding work, but to tell the rest of us what they are doing and how, and the likely effects of their discoveries. Never, then, has the communication of science been more important, and never has there been more pressure on the communicators. We live amid a multiplicity of media outlets, a barrage of multi-way argument, revelation, contestation, a plethora of on- and offline academic publishing streams, constant quick-fire exchanges on social and, all too often, anti-social media. Where in this cacophony are we to find patient argument alongside passionate partisanship, the excitement of discovery alongside the determined discipline of interrogation, all in the cause of reason and science, respect and responsibility for this earth we inhabit? Well, we can read Richard Dawkins for a start. Fortunately for the rest of us, there are across the world a great number of determined individuals, thinkers, researchers, speakers, writers, dedicated to the work of both doing and communicating science. They work alone and in teams, standing on the shoulders of giants, joining hands with their coevals, reaching out to inform and draw in those outside their own circles. Richard Dawkins is one of the most eminent of them. And, with characteristic energy and generosity of spirit, he is also one of the most active in promoting the efforts of others engaged in the same enterprise. Hence, this collection of short writings by an acknowledged master of the art of scientific communication. All are in one way or another connected with books, mostly science books, the books that have furnished Richard's life in science. The forewords, afterwards, introductions, reviews, essays reproduced here have all been composed to support, criticise or comment on work produced by others, to contribute to the vital task of spreading what we know through scientific method to be true, and defending it from those who would deny it, refuse it, misrepresent it. In a volume all about communication, what better way to introduce each section than with a conversation? Each of the six parts of this collection begins with a dialogue between Richard and another writer, which reflects on its themes and relates them to the pressing issues of our time. And the collection as a whole is introduced by a new essay Richard has written specifically for this volume, in which he reflects upon the literature of science. The work of scientific communication is never ending. We should all be grateful to those who have dedicated their lives to it, not only for the science they do, but for the words they write, both in and about the books with which we may furnish our own lives. Gillian Summerscales.
Author's Introduction: The Literature of Science.
Literature. A. That kind of written composition valued on account of its qualities of form or emotional effect. B. The body of books and writings that treat of a particular subject. Shorter Oxford English Dictionary.
One of my teachers at Oxford encountered a junior colleague deep in the science branch of the Bodleian Library and stooped to murmur in the engrossed reader's ear, "Ah, dear boy, I see you are consulting the literature. Don't, it will only confuse you." Consulting and the give the game away. He was using literature in the special way scientists do,